You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is pushing back against demands from the federal government. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
The Trump administration is telling state education departments to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion measures or risk losing funding. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking for more clarification. A letter from the Department of Education gave leaders 10 days to have school districts sign a form that essentially says they want to adhere to the law. Later, that deadline was extended. Schools now have until April 24th. The Department of Education said if school leaders did not sign that form, they could risk losing access to Title I funding. Underley wrote a letter back to the Department of Education saying they would not be collecting signatures from school districts, saying the request breaks rules, is redundant, and intimidates school districts. Wisconsin got $216 million from Title I programs this school year.
And federal workers who lost their jobs because of the Trump administration are welcome in Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has more.
Governor Evers is working with the DWD to support fired federal workers and other displaced professionals with virtual job fairs, the launch of a new online federal worker portal, and additional resources to connect them with available work. The job fairs run through April 16th. You can find more information and resources at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
And Wisconsin Republicans are advancing legislation aimed at allowing independent presidential candidates to remove themselves from the ballot. The bill was introduced by State Representative David Steffen months after an unsuccessful legal challenge by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to remove himself from the ballot in Wisconsin after suspending his campaign. The case reached as high as the U.S. Supreme Court, which rejected an emergency appeal by Kennedy after the Wisconsin Election Commission voted against removing him from the ballot. Over 100 union workers from across the state came out to support a striking union in Oshkosh on Saturday. Lisa Hale has the story.
United Auto Workers Local 291 has been on strike at Cummins Oshkosh for almost 4 weeks. Saturday, a rally was held across the street from Cummins at the union headquarters to show solidarity. One speaker was Joe Priceler, representing UAW Region 4.
Nobody wants a strike. I don't want a strike. Nobody does. Cummins put us here. Striking is not a career.
Fair is fair.
Right.
Look, it's corporate America taking advantage of people. We're not going to stand for it, are we?
No!
UAW Local 291 President Ryan Compton said the rally is to let striking workers know they're not alone.
It's just not the 291 members that know what's going on. It's other locals, it's news outlets, it's people. You know, we got people from Madison, Milwaukee, Janesville, Racine, Green Bay here. So that's what it's about, is to make sure that the guys that are on strike know that other people are still thinking about them and they didn't forget about them.
Compton said workers are striking because their contract expired January 29th and Cummins has been slow coming to the table to negotiate. Talks are scheduled for April 22nd through the 24th.
And a recent report from the National Council on Teacher Quality found that only 3 colleges in Wisconsin are spending enough time prepping their students to teach math in K-12 schools. The report says that only the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Milwaukee, and Oshkosh received an A grade for dedicating over 130 hours to math programs, while 4 schools in the state received an F grade for giving less than 90 hours to math. If you're behind on your heating bills, now is the time to get caught up. Tomorrow is the deadline to make payments or set up a payment plan with your utility company. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
The cutoff is coming. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is urging people to catch up on their energy bills before the winter moratorium ends. That's on April 15th. During the moratorium, utility companies can't disconnect heating services for non-payment. However, those protections are going to expire soon. Those at risk of losing service should contact We Energies to set up a payment plan or seek financial assistance through state programs.
Meanwhile, the future of a utility assistance program is up in the air. According to the Associated Press, about 24 people worked at the federal Low Income Heat and Energy Assistance Program. The Trump administration has laid off all of them. They oversaw the program, which helps low-income households pay for energy and make their homes more efficient. Yearly, they distributed $4 billion. And the Racine County Eye reports the administration also froze the last 10% of funding to Wisconsin for this year, which equates to about $4 to $5 million. Average home heating costs are expected to rise and could be complicated by tariffs. The program helps about 230,000 Wisconsinites every year. And you can apply now for the Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants. Funding was made available after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency from the ice storm and heavy snow that hit the state at the end of March. Individual municipalities, tribal governments, and some nonprofit organizations can apply for between $4,000 and $50,000 of grant funding. It's all to repair, remove, or replace trees in urban areas that suffered damage during that storm. Can AI help people with an opioid addiction? Joanne Krulatz has the answer.
A new artificial intelligence tool developed by UW-Madison could streamline care for people battling opioid use. The AI tool was able to identify hospitalized adults at risk for opioid use disorder and recommend them to addiction specialists. The tool can scan clinical notes, medical history, and other health records in seconds for patterns associated with opioid use.
And medical debt can be devastating. One company is helping do something about it for Wisconsin veterans. Lisa Hale has more.
Verizon and the Green Bay Packers announced a $3 million debt relief program for Wisconsin veterans over the next 2 years. Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, said the immediate investment of $1 million and the future investment of $2 million over the next few years is the right thing to do.
Today, in the Green Bay area, there's about $4.8 million in medical debt that veterans are carrying right now that, unfortunately, some of them can't pay for. So what we're doing is we're paying off $1 million in random acts of kindness.
Verizon is partnering with ForgiveCo to facilitate paying off medical debts of Wisconsin veterans. ForgiveCo is a company that identifies and handles the debt for veterans in need. It will reach out to veterans in the coming months.
And state Republicans have introduced legislation targeting sextortion with increased penalties. Known as Braden's Law, in honor of a teenager who took his own life after becoming a victim in a sextortion scam. The law would allow the suspect in a scam to be charged with felony murder if the victim takes their own life. It would also allow families of the victim to be eligible for payments through the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. Attorney General Josh Call has expressed support for this legislation. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons 140-133 in overtime. Doc Rivers on heading into the postseason with an 8-game winning streak.
I love winning going into the playoffs, but it doesn't. The break kind of ends that anyway. But I do think we have great confidence in each other. Our guys, you know, they like what we're doing. We have a lot of confidence, and I think that's the key going into the playoffs.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks 5-2. Pat Murphy says losing Saturday night in the bottom of the ninth probably stung more.
You know, the one last night maybe a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't have a very fresh pen. Hopefully, Freddie, he gave us all he had. I mean, obviously, you guys could see what you could see.
Golf, Rory McIlroy on winning his first Masters tournament.
To think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
That's Rory McIlroy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There will be a large Hollywood presence at this year's Cannes, some people say Cannes, Film Festival. The eighth and final installment, supposedly, of the Mission Impossible franchise, Dead Reckoning Part 2, will premiere at Cannes. Tom Cruise is expected to attend. Spike Lee will also premiere his new film, Highest to Lowest, which stars Denzel Washington. That is according to Lee's Instagram account. Scarlett Johansson makes her directorial debut at Cannes as well with her film Eleanor the Great. Films by Wes Anderson, Richard Linklater, Ari Aster, Julia DeCurno, and Kelly Reichardt are considered the ones to watch for the prestigious Palme d'Or, which is French for Golden Palm. As far as film festivals with hard-to-pronounce names and words go, Cannes, or Cannes, is the most prestigious. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is adding a category to the Oscars. Starting in the year 2028, Best Stunt Design will be recognized as a category. The honor will be officially called the Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design. Movies released in 2027 will be eligible for the honor at the 100th Academy Awards ceremony. The late actor Chadwick Boseman was known for being committed to his craft. He was so committed, according to Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, that he talked with the T'Challa accent through the entire movie shoot. This is not that uncommon, but it did freak out Disney executives who visited the set. Coogler says he had to tell the executives not to panic and that Boseman was working. Coogler's new film, Sinners, opens in theaters April 18th. The other day, I reported that teenage boys were jumping and clapping during the Minecraft movie because they were having such a good time. Now they've taken it to idiot level and are starting to destroy theaters to show their approval of the film. According to the New York Post, teenagers have been throwing popcorn buckets and sodas, jumping on and breaking seats, vomiting, and getting into fights. Apparently, most of the pandemonium occurs during a viral chicken jockey scene. Now that I have your attention, this is a scene in the film where a baby zombie rides a chicken like a horse. In defense of teenagers, there are many who do not condone the behavior. Theater owners in New Jersey are banning the kids from seeing the movie unless they are accompanied by a parent, and even took to Facebook telling parents to do a better job teaching their kids manners. I really enjoyed some movies in my day, but none that have made me want to induce vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cold or cloudy, very windy with scattered rain likely today. Our high in the low to mid 40s. We may see a little snow mixing it at times, especially into this evening. Our low tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.